Praise the Lord. God bless the difference. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle. Miracle. See, I want you to begin to know that the Lord says that heaven, that the heavens is on your side in this season, and you're going to begin to see favor as well as new doors beginning to open up for you. For the Lord said this is a good time and a season for you to begin to use wisdom in your finances. It's a season where the Lord says prepare, because you're going to begin to look for some new sources of income or maybe even emotional support. And God says it's going to happen and you're going to find it, because God said he's going to place you in the right place at the right season, at the right time. Now, I do feel that from the beginning of the month until the 27th, the Lord said it's going to be quite helpful for you. It's going to be helpful for your communications and learning, but also writing, and but also something possibly surrounding support. I'm also hearing the Lord saying to me that even around the 12th, God's going to touch things around the home, the domestic area. And God says pay attention to safety issues and things of that nature, because the enemy wants to bring mishaps and break-ins and things of that nature. So make sure that the house is properly secure. Make sure smoke detectors are has proper batteries and things of that nature. Or if there's any gas pipes, make sure that they're also properly tightened and things of that nature, because the enemy wants to bring mishap. But the Lord says, I'm giving you wisdom now in advance to prepare yourself to make sure that everything is covered thoroughly. For the Lord said, it seems like also family or visitors could be a little bit difficult. So watch whom you invite in your home, but also whom you have around you. I can tell you that around the 27th, you may receive news about a relative or maybe some kind of a real estate matter. Say it's the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you today, home and office, family and work are going to be in the forefront this month. For Father God says this is the month of balance. For Father God says he's going to give you the wisdom to balance home and work. And I further hear Father God saying, be mindful around relationships concerning the office. For Father God saying in this month, relationships, partnerships, love, and money are going to come into an intertwining. And Father God says he's going to give you the wisdom ahead of time. Now, Father God says this is the season, even at the workplace around September 9th. Father God says there's going to be something that's going to demand your attention. And Father God says you're going to be the one to step up to the plate. So Father God says get on your mark, get set, and get ready to take off. For Father God says you're going to initiate and take the proper action. And Father God says in this season, be mindful of your words in the workplace and be mindful of the authority figures. Father God says say what you mean and mean what you say, yet say it in a pleasant manner. And Father God says any changes, any urgencies or emergencies in the office place, Father God says he already gives you the grace and the diplomacy to handle them. Now, I do hear Father God say around September 14th, Father God says there's going to be a new stability in the office place. Father God says he's giving you the grounding and the platform to begin to speak your ideas. And I further hear Father God say this is a season to also to begin to balance out with children. Anything that calls for the attention of children, Father God says he gives you the wisdom, the strength, and the energy to begin to walk through and follow through concerning the family and the children. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen and amen. Well, listen, my friend, stay tuned as the prophetic team is about to come forth and give you the word of the Lord. And I'll be right back. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Jennifer. I just hear God saying this is a time that you're going to begin to bloom. You're going to begin to arise and you're going to come forth and shine in a greater glory, in a greater manifestation. I see favor in the area of writing with books. They'll be writing any kind of literature for young people or even novels or fiction. But I see favor in the area of writing for you. And God says you're going to begin to move forward. And you're going to begin to see that he is elevating you in this time and this season. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying transformation. God is saying that he shall provide for you, and I hear God saying for you to relax and let go, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Jennifer. I'm hearing the word of the Lord for you saying that you're going to be doing more speaking, and God says that people are going to listen to you. God says that people are hearing you, but you may think that they're not, and I'm hearing God saying that there's going to be much joy. God says for you to pick up the pen and begin to write, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. Prophetess Jennifer, as I hear God speaks your name, there is a publishing anointing upon you, and I see books and books and books in your writing, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Jennifer. For I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, you are anointed and appointed for this next season and next assignment. I do hear, Father God, saying overseas ministry. For Father God says your voice is going to be heard in your family. Father God says this is the season where you're going to begin to mend some things in the family. And I hear Father God saying justice. Father God says this is the season where he's going to be your judge and your jury. Father God says move forward concerning the things of family. I'm seeing land, property, real estate. I'm seeing the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow that has already gone before thee. For Father God says he's dispatched his retrieving angels on your behalf. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your seed in the ground. And I want you to begin to know that the Lord says you're going to grow spiritually in this season. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And you're going to see that the Holy Spirit shall lead thee and the Holy Spirit shall guide thee. And I will bring you into a new plateau in me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will give you wisdom, and the wisdom that I shall impart in thee shall cause you to make right decisions. And you're going to see that during the next 2 to 3 months that you're going to come into a place and a dimension in me, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, know that as you begin to get in his presence, you're going to rise, and you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. You're going to rise in ambition and even strength. For I, the Lord, shall be with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall lead thee. So the Lord says, come away, my beloved, and get into my presence. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time where you need to begin to even fast once a week, one day a week, where you shall focus on me, where you shall focus on the things of the Spirit, and you will stay in my presence mentally, and you will see that I will lead and I will guide thee beside still waters, and you will step into greener pastures. For the Lord says, I desire to sup with thee. I desire for thee to come into my presence, and there you will come into the land of plenty, yea, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And know, Sister Jennifer, that this is an hour where I will raise thee up. This is an hour where I place a gift upon thee. This is a season where money's going to come quickly unto thee. This is a season where money's going to come left and right into thy hands. This is a season where you might even be doing something surrounding property or possibly selling property. This is a season of promotion. This is a season where I will cause you to prosper, and you will see favor. You will see promotion. You will see elevation. You will see peace in regards to some kind of a long-standing disagreement. You will see peace, and you will know that they will come unto thee saying, I am sorry for what I have said and for what I have done. For the Lord says, I bring peace to your heart in this season. Now the Lord says, know that I am with thee. For the Lord says, watch whom you trust. Don't put your trust in friends and people. For the Lord says, that will only bring disappointments. For you made sacrifices. Now the Lord says, your sacrifices shall cause you to come into a season of a reaping and a harvest. Guard your thoughts in this season. There are some decisions, and it's like you're going back and forth. The Lord says, stand upon your word and do not blame others in this season, but trust me and know that all shall be well. I'm going deep down into your innermost being, and I bring peace to your heart. Thank you for the seed of $44.48. That's a double eight. That means you're going to prosper, you're going to succeed, and you're going to move into a season of authority and power. Bless you, Prophetess Jennifer.